What is a dumb possession? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thoughts about today, thought for today. What is a dumb possession? I remember a very lovely family in Switzerland, and the husband was a judge, and he was in the courts, and very fine man, and he had a jacket that he loved with all his heart. And it was a cold winter, and I had not prepared myself properly. And so he had this old jacket that he dearly loved, and he said, "Herb, I want you to have this." And I put on his jacket. The sleeves came up to my elbows, the cuffs, and the jacket was well worn throughout. It was a jacket that you would call one of your favorites that your wife would throw away as quickly as she could. But he gave it to me because it was his favorite, and he saw nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it. And he gave it to me. And I said, "Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Fulvio, you are a generous, wonderful man. Thank you so much." And I wore it. And I looked silly, I'm sure. But I didn't feel silly. I wore it because it was something that he gave, that was something he was very proud to own, very happy to have. It meant a great deal to him. Well, the weather changed, and I didn't need the jacket anymore, and so I left the jacket at one of the houses where I was staying, and I went on with my journey. Now, I hadn't given another thought to that jacket until Fulvio saw me, and he says, "Herb, how did the jacket work out? Pretty good?" I said, "Fulvio, it served my needs just perfectly. Thank you so much." And he says, "Well, I'm happy I could do something for you like that. That did my heart a great deal of good." And I said, "Thank you, Fulvio." I never told him that I wore the jacket, but then as soon as I could dispose of it, I disposed of it. I didn't say that. That was not the important point. The important point was that he gave a gift, and I accepted it, and I enjoyed it. Now, I could hang on to that gift, and I could hang on to it because it was important to him, or I could hang on to it because it was important to me. Or I could hang on to it just because. But I didn't. I released it. I release this with so many things. I receive gifts from people all over the world, all the time. Everywhere I go, everyone wants to share with me some valuable piece of something that means a great deal to them. It could be a stone. It could be a piece of clothing. It could be a book. It could be most anything at all. But they share it because they want to say thank you to me for sharing this philosophy with them. And I know that. And so as I take their gifts and I put them in a suitcase and take them along back home, they go into the shelf where gifts go that have no value except that they were a lovely gift. And then every once in a while, somebody goes through my shelf and they say, "What's all this stuff here for?" "Oh, nothing. It's important, and it's just a gift to people to give me." And well, now, come on, you need that room for something else. You need that space for something else. I said, "Well, clean it out." And so they throw it away, or I clean it out. However, it goes the way of all things that are not possessions. But some things, for some people, are a possession. And when that happens, then everything is in trouble. And when things become a possession, then they become a very worrisome and a very bothersome thing, something we really do not want to have. Many times we have things that are possessions or are, like here at the monastery, University of Healing, we have retreats from time to time. And during the retreats, we buy special things for the retreatants, and they're supposed to take them along with them, and they're supposed to enjoy them, but sometimes there's a few that are left behind. Well, I ordered quite a number of guitars for everyone in one of our master retreats, and everyone had it and had it to learn. While a few people were negligent in learning, they didn't pay attention to what they were supposed to do, and they didn't take their guitar along. It was a very fine, high-quality guitar with a very fine case and a fine music stand with it and all sorts of things to make it work perfectly. But they didn't. So we had, maybe five or six of them left over here. And Ellen said to me the other day, why do we have all those things in the closet we're never going to use? We had them, we used them, we enjoyed them, and now they have no purpose anymore. And I said, well, let's throw them out. Oh, well, we can't really throw them out. They're expensive. They're valuable. They're whatever. I said, well, no. They served their purpose. They did their job. And now their job is no longer here. And if we give them away, then we will expect people to appreciate them. And if we give them to somebody, somebody may say they want to take it and turn and sell it, and then they feel guilty about selling something that was a gift to them. And so we just make a problem. The simplest thing to do would be just to take it all and throw it in the trash. Throw it in the trash so that no one is going to pick it up. No one's going to say, where did that come from? Oh, that's so nice. Oh, that's so wonderful. That's so beautiful. Well, it had its day. In 1900, we had the retreat, and here it is now 11 years later, and we still have some of the items. Now, give another 11 years, we still have the items. Give another decade, we still have them, and they would still be in perfect shape because we maintain all of our things in a very proper humidity and very proper atmosphere. So, then we have all of these beautiful big white beach-type towels that we had for all of our retreatants so that they could enjoy it and be around the swimming pool or lay around outside of their house and meditate and sit on this nice towel. And some of them took them, most of them didn't. And now we have those tremendous big white towels that we have absolutely no use for, and we haven't used them in virtually 11 years. Now what are we going to do with them? Now, I could go on mentioning many other things. There was a time when we all slept in sleeping bags. And so we had many sleeping bags here, and we still have them. Now, we could give the sleeping bags away, but you would never give a sleeping bag away that wasn't dry cleaned. And if we dry cleaned them, we'd be spending more money after more money. And so we'd be throwing away more money that on the dry cleaning when we could just throw away the sleeping bags because they're no longer useful to us. Well, now, it's hard to give up those things. It's hard to release them. It's hard to let go of the old CD players and the old tape players and the old tape recorders and the things that we have used over the many years that we've been in business. It's hard to give it up because they all have memories with them, and they all have attitudes with them. But when we learn not to be taken in by the dumb possessions, then we are making a big stride in our life. And the big stride in our life comes not because we are doing great things, but because we are letting go of the past, and we are living in the present. If, like we told Ingeborg is a great collector of things, and she has many suits of clothing that she has had for years, and many new suits, and every time Ellen goes to town, she buys Ingeborg a new piece of clothing that she thinks would look nice on her, and Ingeborg says, wow, yes! Well, her closet's getting so fat and so thick, full of clothing old and new, and we say, well, Ingeborg, why don't you sort of dispose of some of the old stuff? Well, I still like it. I still enjoy it. I liked it when I work in the garden. Oh, now, Ingeborg, how much work are you doing in the garden? And how much are you wearing those old clothing? And do you want to look like a queen, or do you want to look like a handyman? Do you want to look like someone who's working in the yard, or do you want to look like someone who's working in the castle? And she said, well, of course, the castle. And I said, that's right. So always dress yourself as though you're the queen. And you, as a queen, cannot be possessed by your former attire. When you were a princess, you wore clothing. And when you're a queen, you're wearing clothing. And as a princess, the clothing fit you fine. But now that you're a queen, you're a little more abundantly satisfied with a beautiful body that's a little more full, and the princess's clothing just do not fit anymore. So it's time to shuffle them off. And when you shuffle them off, you release all that dumb possession that we all seem to have too much of, and yet we all seem to let it possess us. Now, the quicker you throw it away, the better. I had a bundle of books at one time, and they were books of my studies that I had done on various levels, and I'm not there anymore, and I'm not teaching that level. I'm teaching a different attitude, a different level. And people come and they say, oh, those books are ones that I've always wanted to have, I've always wanted to own. I said, well, take them. Take them. You're welcome to them. Well, don't you want them? Don't you keep your old textbooks from college and from high school and from from your graduate work and stuff like that? Don't you keep them? No, I don't. Once I have learned the lesson they have to teach me, I release them. Well, don't you use it for reference? No. My references are now today's references. They're not references 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They're not references when I was a child, because those references referred to my level of awareness, my level of consciousness at that point. Now I release them. Oh, it's tempting because of the happy memories that I have in rereading some of those books, but I don't want those memories. I want new attitudes that flow out of me from the newness that I am. That's how wonderful a library is. The public library, you go and borrow a book, you read it, and you take it back there, and it is not on your shelf. So no one can look at your bookshelf and say, oh, that's the type of thing you like, that's the type of thing you read. Well, it's not the type of thing you like and read. It's what you did like and what you did read, but you have come a million miles since then. You're no longer on the ground level. Wouldn't that be something if you learned rocketry and you learned all the fundamentals of rocketry and you stayed in the fundamentals? You'd never take off. You'd never shoot into the heavens. You'd never be the fantastic being you are if you had your dumb possessions control you and manipulate you and be what all things are in your life. Today is a day I can say to myself, I let go of all my dumb possessions. Now, they're not bad possessions, but they're yesterday possessions. They're possessions that do not move me into the now. Possessions that do not take me into the free spirit that I am. Possessions that do not lift me on high into the elevated level of awareness that is so important for me to be. And that's what my life is all about. And that's where I'm going, and that's what I'm doing. And that's why when I say to myself, a dumb possession, that's yesterday. A smart possession, that's today. But it might only be for a moment. And once I have learned the lesson that the smart possession has to give to me, then I move on to other beautiful growing experiences, growing lessons, growing things. Well, that's who I am. I am today. I'm not yesterday. I am today. I'm not tomorrow. I am today, now. And that's where I live, and that's what is important to me, and that's what makes my life the magnificent, joyful experience that it is, because I live in the now today. Join me in this living in the now. Join me in this living in the present. And enjoy with me how wonderful it is to have no dumb possessions, beautiful experiences. Just beautiful experiences. That's all I need. That's all I want. That's all I am. And how wonderful that is. Have a wonderful day of a possession-free life where you soar into the now with all the goodness that you are and I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.